This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly, taking you till 8 o'clock this evening. St. Louis University women's soccer coach Katie Shields is going to join us in about 15, 20 minutes, talk about her team's run in the NCAA tournament. But right now, very happy to welcome in the alter ego of the person you hear during the Chris and Amy show every weekday midday here on KMOX. It is Hockey Amy. Amy Marks, of course, is with us. Talk a little Blues hockey. Amy, we're reversing things. Generally, I'm your guest on Chris and Amy. Now you're my guest here on Sports Open Line.
I'm so excited. I was like telling people, I'm like, listen, I get to be on Sports Open Line with Matt Pauly.
And people should know, who maybe just know you from Chris and Amy, when the Blues were here on KMOX, you were a big part of that broadcast, and you just had a very large role.
You know, it was really fun. I was with the Blues broadcast team from 2016 to 2019 when they won the Stanley Cup. So, I mean, I miss it. I was, you know, in the locker room every day. You're there. You're just always with the team. It was so fun covering the games at KMOX. Alex Ferrario was also covering the Blues. People know him from the pre and post game, doing the intermissions. And then, obviously, the best of the best was that KMOX will always have that first Stanley Cup victory, and that is so much fun.
I planted earlier the idea of the curse of leaving KMOX. They haven't really done much since leaving the station.
Listen, I mean, you don't want to point fingers. You don't want to speculate, but you know how it is, Matt. KMOX is something pretty darn special, and so, oh my gosh, being at the Garden, game seven, in the final seconds, even though the Blues were up by multiple goals, I thought this can't be real. Like, I, you know, cynical Blues fan, I thought, oh my gosh, they're going to find some way to lose it. But then they won. It was just so glorious the whole season, worst to first, the 11 game winning streak in January to kick things off. It was glorious. It will always be like a highlight of my life.
Yet here we are right now where the team is doing some things that are just not good. They had the 8-1 loss to Washington, and then they follow that up with a game where they're up 3-0 in the third, 2-0 in the third period, end up giving up three unanswered goals and losing 3-2. I am so frustrated about this team, and I'm trying to get people to like walk me back on my frustration, and nobody can. I feel like a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah, no, they do. And, you know, you can fall back on the consolation. You think, okay, when you go back to 2018, 2019, that season, the Blues were in last place in 2019. Before that, remember, Mike Yeo was calling out guys by name for lack of effort. Calling out Alex Pietrangelo, calling out others that he said, okay, you're just not playing up to par. Then he gets fired. Then you have Craig Berube come up. We all know what happened. So you think, like, that's possible. That's possible. However, when you look at that roster and the makeup of that roster, some of the more veteran players that they had on that roster, players that, honest to goodness, you could have picked out a few captains from that 2019 team. Yeah, we had Alex Pietrangelo Ryan O'Reilly, he could have been a captain. Even David Perron, he could have been a captain. We know Braden Schenn from that squad is the captain. There were certain personalities that were leaders, and that's what concerns me that we're missing in this team, Matt. I was listening earlier, and you talked about how the players, again, keep falling back in the post-game pressers. Like, we know what we need to do. You know, lack of effort. We're too many turnovers. We're just not pushing. We play tentative in that loss to Boston. And what's interesting is when you keep saying something that you know you need to do and you don't do it, that means only one of two things. Either this team, physically, talent-wise, doesn't have the ability to do those things, to not create turnovers or, give up turnovers in the neutral zone, or they're not disciplined enough to do it because they know what they need to do and it's not happening. So either they don't have the ability to do it or they're not disciplined enough, and I'm kind of leaning on the latter.
What's more frustrating, just getting run off your own ice on a Saturday night at home in an 8-1 loss, or following that up with a game where you blow a 2-0 lead in the third period?
That's a good question, because for me, the 8-1 loss was more painful because it has exposed so many of the current weaknesses of this team. If you're doing okay in a season and you're playing pretty well, and you have an 8-1 loss, you can chalk it up to a fluke. But the Blues had two 8-1 losses within a 12-day span. They looked like they were having issues with effort. So I think the 8-1 loss to the Capitals was so shocking to the system that one actually hurt me more than the 3-2, because instead of hoping for the best in the game when the Blues were up 2-0, you were already expecting the worst. So what they would have to do is, they don't have the benefit of a doubt now. That was erased by that effort against the Capitals. They now have to prove me wrong. Proving me wrong would have been playing 60 full minutes. What they did was they played 40 minutes, and then proved me right by blowing up in the final 20.
I know it's low-hanging fruit, and I know I won't shut up about it, but I'm going to say it again. Does it frustrate you when they come off the 8-1 loss and the first media available? And by the way, post-game after 8-1 loss, you got players saying that other players gave up, which is the worst thing you can do as an athlete, when you give up and you got players basically accusing other players of giving up. That's a terrible place to be. I've heard some quotes from people saying that third period was the worst third period they've ever seen the Blues play. So we're talking about a really bad moment, and the next game, or the next day when Bannister's doing his media session, he just wants to talk about line changes. Like, am I wrong to be frustrated by that?
No, you're not wrong, but it definitely had that feeling, like we said, tomorrow when you're like, playoffs? You want to talk about playoffs? Like, there's a level of incredulity where you're thinking, poor line changes not only isn't the problem, but it's such a basic technical part of the game that would be fixable. And what he's implying is, well, things are going rough because we have poor line changes. If you haven't fixed the line changes by now, if your team can't figure that out, what are you doing in the NHL? It's not line changes. Yeah, it doesn't help. But what happens is, it's losing that focus. It's losing that push. The line changes are not a cause of the problem. They're a symptom of the problem, that this team isn't gelling.
Well said. Well said by a hockey Amy Mark Scorse. So how does this team get out of this? What's the end result here, where this team can get back on the right place?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
That's a good question. I don't know. Because I'm, you know, you look at a Braden Shen and you think, okay, who's the leader here? Because the team is more talented than they're playing. I'm not saying they're a Stanley Cup contending team. They are not. But they're more talented than their performances right now, because it looks different when you're being outplayed, but you're playing close to your potential, than it does when you are playing so poorly it's almost embarrassing. And I don't know what can flip the switch. I would hope it would be some type of leadership. Does that come from Shen? You know, is that really Parayko's personality? Does the team get a boost when Robert Thomas comes back? There's something about this team that kind of feels like a teenager, like very unpredictable, very emotional. I know people talk like, oh, there's a mental fragility aspect. It's almost like they're more emotional and mercurial. They don't have that leader to say, hey, get it together, we got to keep going. It's kind of summed up in the same way. I hate to keep picking on Jordan Kyrou, but some of the issues when he first came up from the minor leagues, remember his first foray with the Blues really was when David Perron got hurt in that 2019 season. They brought up Jordan Kyrou. He was young. That's what we kept saying. He was young. And if he's going to make it in the NHL, he's got to pull himself together. And it still feels like he's young. So when this core, this team, including Jordan Kyrou, got Craig Berube fired, and then Kyrou kind of mouthed off with a snarky little comment when asked about, hey, you lost Craig Berube. Not only did that, I think, like, really bother the fans, but it's almost illustrative of a team that's kind of immature. And there are mature players on this team. Can they round up the guys that aren't playing up to their ability, that aren't playing up to the league standard, and get them to turn it around? Because, like you said, they're not a Stanley Cup contending roster, at least not, you know, looking at it, but they are better than they are.
She is Amy Markscores. You hear on Chris and Amy. Amy, this was fun. We'll do this every once in a while moving forward.
Oh, I'm excited, Matt. I was looking forward to this all day. Thank you.
Awesome. Very good. Amy Markscores, you hear during Chris and Amy. And that's her Hockey Amy alter ego. And we enjoy talking to her here on KMOX.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.